call.
Hello, BJ?
Hello?
Hi, BJ. It's Paul from Local Splash. That call got disconnected. Are you still on the other call? I mean, feel free to switch over if you need to.
I just finished, but okay. I'm about to get to a destination where I can...
Okay.
I gotta send this guy some money for some electrical supplies, and then and then I can resume our conversation. But basically, I'm kind of like, I think I'm. What you're telling me sounds great. Just like everybody else I've had a discussion with.
Well, I mean, you don't have anything that you would need to be on that first page. I don't know if Ollie Ollie's doing paid ads for you at all, but for Houston, you really should have at least Facebook ads. I mean, I'm not telling you to come out of pocket for another $300 worth of Google ads, or, you know, we could do local service ads, which is pay per lead by Google, but it's one contractor per lead. So it's not like the Angies where you get the same lead your competitors get. We could go that route. But I mean,
what are those costs?
Well, I'd have to pull up the numbers for you. They're probably cheaper than Angie leads. They're usually about 50, 60 bucks per lead, and it is an exclusive lead. It's called Google Guarantee, more commonly, at least referred by Google anyway, as local service ads. But it's called Google Guarantee because Google actually guarantees your work. They basically insure your work for up to $2,000 per job for the life of that project. And they also do guarantee that you don't pay for the lead if you don't talk to that person, talk about your services, and talk money with that person. Again, with Angie's, you probably already know you pay for it whether you talk to somebody or not, and the leads could be pretty expensive. So I can look that up and send you some info on that. But for the local listing and for, like, Facebook ads, if you aren't able to keep the Ollie Ollie site, I mean, maybe you might say, hey, you guys really aren't doing the job, but I want to keep the site. They'll say, okay, it's whatever, however much amount it is to keep your website hosted. We could promote that website. If not, we could do a new website for you. I'd be wanting, just because of your experience, not just with them, but with the other guys, 411 Local, Town Square, etc., I'd be wanting to include the website for you at no additional cost, just as an opportunity to earn your business. Of course, like I said, that would put us, you know, kind of below our operating costs for quite a few months. But our clients keep the service because it works. I've been with the company myself, like I said, almost 10 years already. I do have clients that have been with me almost from the beginning. And as a company, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have. You probably heard of Extra Space Storage. There's a ton of them in Texas. They're usually right off of a major highway, but not always. One of the major players in the self-storage industry. And we've been working with them since 2008. So that's a long time, over 14 years to be earning their business and helping them to grow. I'm not telling you that you'll have multiple locations or even hire more guys and have a separate crew. But if you scale back on your leads, if you work with the right company to get your phone ringing, you'll definitely be successful. So like I said, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis. If we have to do a website for you, we'll include it at no additional cost.
Okay, let me come in for just a little bit subject matter. First point is the Google leads. I applied or subscribed to...
For Google Guarantee,
to get those going, but for some reason, I don't know if I just didn't follow through, I was waiting on something, a background check.
Yeah. The problem with that, I mean, they do vetting by a couple of different services. One of them is Pinkerton. I mean, you probably know them from cowboy movies. Pinkerton has been around for a long, long time in the security. So you kind of got to jump through hoops. You got to make sure that every I and T is dotted and crossed.
And you
not
guys
everyone,
do
not
that.
Everyone qualifies for local service ads.
And you guys will do that for me if I sign up with you.
We can help you to do that, yeah, but you do still have to be licensed and insured and things like that, and there is still going to be a background check. So we can't bypass the process, but we can facilitate it and help you out with that. I don't always offer it right away because not everyone does qualify for it, but it is something that we can definitely do for your services and service area. But, I mean, at the very least, we'd want to get the local campaign going. For me...
Let me give you my opinion.
Sure,
okay?
of course.
So organic leads that you're talking about through Google My Business and the map on Google, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to even happen the first
Very
month.
Smart. That's why, well, now we say 30 to 45 days. So I know you've been with Ollie for 6 months.
Okay.
They haven't created the content to make it happen. It won't happen in 6 years with them.
Okay. So because I need leads weekly to pay bills, I'm okay to pay Google My Business exclusive leads at 50, 60 a pop and wait for this organic thing to start taking off. That sounds very reasonable to me. It sounds like a very good sound plan as well, you know. As long as I know that I can, and I do have the insurance, and I have an A-plus rating with the BBB, so I don't see a problem my company getting past Google. And I've, for the last, I don't know, 6 months, 4 months, 3 months, I have turned in my information. I don't know if you could just look it up and see where it is. Maybe there's just one little step that it takes so that I can start seeing these Google leads. Is there a way you could just check real quick?
Well, from what I can see, you do have 6 reviews. They do require a minimum of 5. It might be because the reviews are a combination of 3.7. One is a Sandy DeJong. Sandy DeJong gave you a 1-star review from 2 years ago. You've got, from 3 years ago, Laura West gave you a 3-star review. Other than that, your reviews are 5 stars, but you've got, it looks like you've only got 4 5-star reviews. So they do require 5 5-star reviews. You're 1 review short. That would be pretty easy to get, I think.
So that's the only reason you think I have not.
From what I can see right now, I mean, if you're telling me you're licensed, you're insured, you yourself have no felonies on your record, the only thing that would be holding you back is you've got 4, not 5 5-star reviews.
Okay, so we need 1 more 5-star review, and then at that point, I should be getting these Google leads, and would these be coming by way of local splash, or you guys, how does this work? Do they come automatically?
Well, everything is routed through Google. You'd have a Google phone number. Google would connect you with people in the area needing your services. You'll get those leads. It's 13 leads per minimum. I'm trying to multitask here. It's a minimum of 13 leads a month. It sounds like you want leads on a regular basis anyway. So we could definitely get you that.
So I would have to like prepay in, or how does that work?
Yeah, you would prepay the monthly budget, and then your leads would come out of that budget. Let's say, I mean, it does allocate for 13 leads as a minimum, but let's say, you know, after the first lead or second lead, you get a big job, or you keep getting jobs as the leads come in. You're like, well, I'm going to be doing work with the jobs I've got for the next month. Then you just put the leads paused, and then anything left in the budget carries over into the next month. But yeah, it would require what it requires at this point is $250 for the application fee. That's going directly to Google for the application itself. And then once you are approved, it's either Pinkerton or one other that will approve it. Once you're vetted, then that's when you would start having those leads come to you. And then that's when you would come out of pocket for the actual monthly. But it would be $250 to get started for the local service ads. Or Google Guarantee.
Oh, okay, I got you, bro. All right, so I think my only issue is if I tell Ollie I'm canceling, and they shut down my website, how long does it take y'all to build it? So there's a little transition here.
Yeah, there would be a bit of a transition. We don't want you to hiccup or misstep or miss opportunities. It takes us about, and what we would do first is we would do a landing page for you. That takes us about 3 or 4 business days. The website's going to take about 2 or 3 weeks. So, of course, we would want there to be something in its place so that people can see it and you can start getting those phone calls as we're working on creating that website for you. But both the landing page and the website would be included.
Hey. I was here to pick up floor samples with Sam. I'm sorry. So yeah, I mean, it sounds like I want to try you guys out, especially if you're going to waive the setup fee and include the website, and I'm locked in at the $297. I can't say no to that. Like, and I feel like by month 3, you're saying maybe by month 2, which is even better.
Yeah,
the leads will actually start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the organic leads where people are calling you. Yeah, and then of course when that starts to click in, and we do say 30 to 45 days. That's our proven track record with our model here.
But isn't the local map really dependent on how many reviews I have?
No. That's such an old school way of It used to hold more sway than it does now. So, you know,
okay.
6-7 years ago, that would make a difference in ranking. It's still important when someone sees you. Of course, people want to gravitate towards the guy that does have a lot of reviews and does have good reviews, obviously. But for ranking purposes, when you hear, and I unfortunately hear so many times, so-and-so, you know, Townsquare said I need to get more reviews, you know, it really doesn't affect your placement. It doesn't help you to get on that first page having more reviews. I've seen companies with no reviews on the first page. I've seen companies with no website on the first page, but they've got direct
recommendations
that... Yeah, I mean, all you have to do is convince Google and reassure Google in as many ways that you can, and hopefully as many ways as they look for, that you are in the area providing those services. Now, of course, you still want to be customer-friendly. You want to be conversion-driven and have a website that lets people know for sure you do what they're looking for. And having good reviews helps people to want to click on your website to begin with. But, yeah, you don't really need more reviews. You would, like I said, probably need one more review for the local service ads, but I don't think that would be that hard to get.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. And, I don't know how I will hold off on the Ollie other than asking them to just post the website.
You can do that. I mean, if you wanted to do that, if they're willing to do that for, you know, 15, 20, 30 bucks, whatever they're charged, it is going to be their site. If you wanted to make changes to it, you would probably want to make sure that they're going to not just host it, but that they would also still make changes when you ask them to, because we're not going to be able to make changes to that existing site.
No, there's no reason if you guys are going to create a new one.
Sure. Yeah.
It's just hosting until
our site's done. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, it takes us about two, 3 weeks to get your site done. You might just pay hosting, like say, hey, look, you know, 6 months in, I don't see any increase. You know, let me keep the website for a month if they'll let you do that. If they won't, like I said, the landing page that we'll create as a placeholder takes about 3 or 4 or 5 business days, and then the website itself, we'll start working on it right away too. That's going to take about 2-3 weeks.
And I agree with you. Their website's okay. I've seen better. I've seen worse.
And a lot worse, yeah.
I like better.
A lot worse. Better is good.
I like better because I'm trying to attract the luxury brand. I'm trying to attract the high-end business.
Yeah.
And we'll
do that too. Oh, just real quick, I just wanted to make sure that it's not just having a great-looking website that would be seen by all manner of people and attract the right audience. We're going to target the right audience to begin with the content that we create on the directories that, quite honestly, should have been done a long time ago, since we're paying for this type of service. On all of those directories, we'll talk about the luxury and the high-end elegance and things like that. And then, of course, with the paid Facebook ads, which are included in $2.99 a month, And of course, the local service ads will make sure that we're targeting, you know, the bigger jobs and the higher end clientele. We'll be able to run both the local service ads and Facebook ads in specific zip codes, of course, specific cities, but zip codes, subdivisions, even where it's going to be most profitable, where you want to target those high end clients.
Okay. That sounds good. Of course, the Facebook is something that gets done later down the road.
It would actually be something that we would include in the $299. I know you said you're paying about that with Ollie, but this is going to take, well, it takes about 7 to 10 business days is what they want us to say. That's a worst case scenario in my experience. It's usually 7 days or less. You've already got a business Facebook page that we would be able to promote. Usually it takes us about 3-4 days to get your Facebook ads up and running. Facebook ads are different than Google ads. Of course, for Google, people have to go on Google and type something in, and they have to be looking for something specifically. With Facebook ads, it's just going to be part of the scroll, you know, part of someone's feed when they're on their Facebook page. And boy, a lot of people use Facebook and spend a lot of time on it. They're looking for something interesting to click on. Maybe scroll right past you, but if they click on it, it costs you like 20, 22 cents. Actually, it costs us like 20, 22 cents. You're not paying per click or anything like that. It's budgeted, and there's actually $100 worth of Facebook ads going towards those every month.
Okay, so that's included in the $297.
$299, yeah, but it's
$299.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no ads spent above and beyond
correct.
This, unless
correct, except for the okay. local service ads, of course. That's pay per lead.
You're talking about the Google
for
lead
for Google Guarantee, yeah. But
yeah,
for the $299 package, it is an out the door cost, yeah. No taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, nothing like that. It would only ever be that exact amount.
And then if I sign up as the remodeling contractor, am I the only one you guys are promoting at that point?
For that specific search phrase, remodeling contractor, that's the umbrella term. In that particular area, Google only lets us work with one business at a time.
Okay.
That's obviously within our interest too, to make sure that we maintain our Google partnership.
Search wording also would include renovations, I think.
Yes. So under that umbrella term, you will not be limited at all by keyword or search phrase. We'll, of course, be talking about all the different services that you provide, any variation
yeah.
of a service that you provide, even misspellings. You can still be found for those searches.
Okay. So let me see if I understand this right. Waiving setup fee, including website, $297, includes Facebook.
$299. I can't put in $297. My sister, that's okay.
I don't know why I'm stuck on that.
My company's stuck on $299. I can't change it. But yeah, it's $299. Everything else is right.
Let's give it a try, man. Let's do it.
Okay. And as far as the local service ads or the Google Guarantee, you're thinking about pulling the trigger on that $250 now for the application fee as well?
Well, let me get that fifth review first.
Yes, that's good. Because my guys would tell me, hey, why'd you sign him up if he only has 4 reviews? And I'd be like, because he
yeah.
promised me he was going to get that review. But yeah, let's
yeah.
do that. And I'll follow up with you maybe next week or, you know,
yes.
tomorrow's Friday already. I'll follow up with you next week about that, see how things are going for you. I'll keep an eye on it and check. Let me get a little bit of information here from you then, exactly how you want it branded, because I do see it as Integrity Housing Solutions, LLC. And is that how you want the business branded? Of course, it's a little bit different on the website. The website, of course, is integrityremod.com. And then Integrity Remodeling and Roofing seems to be branding.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. I hate that I'm asking you a marketing question, but you seem to have a lot of experience.
Sure.
I'm for the remodeling, like I have a parent company called Integrity Housing Solution.
Got it.
That parent company runs my real estate and my construction or remodeling. I have one insurance. I attract people with Integrity Remodeling, but when I put them on paper and I have insurance that I provide, It's Integrity Housing.
Housing
Solution, because that's like the parent company.
Yeah.
That's what I go under contract with and everything, okay? And it keeps you from having all these multiple insurances and all this crap. You know what I'm saying? So now, in the middle of all this, I've created a new LLC that's called Ambiance Vida. And it was going to be the luxury construction brand.
Oh, I see.
That isn't confused with other companies, because if you do Integrity Remodel, there's a lot of people that have those two words in their name. It's Integrity Remodeling Construction, and it gets I get confused with other companies. I was thinking Ambiance Vida sounds elegant. You know, it could be Ambiance Vida Renovations or Ambiance Vida Remodeling, but that term, that company name, it doesn't even have a single review. It's just, but it stands apart. It's different.
Yeah, and so, I hear you.
I don't know if starting over there.
What I would suggest, and we can always change it once everything's up and going for you. The only difference that I see with Integrity Housing Solution is in some cases there's an LLC after that, but like on the Facebook page, the Yelp listing, what you do have out there obviously right now is mostly for Integrity Housing Solution. My question, just for consistency's sake, is would you want to have the LLC on there or not? And then, of course, within that, especially if we're building a new website for you, it can be geared towards, you know, the Ambiance Vida and things like that and the higher end clientele with the branding of your business, just kind of, like you said, under the umbrella of the parent company. Since you've already got, you know, 4 or 5 star reviews and 1 review away from being able to do Google Guarantee ads, I would want to keep it with Integrity Housing Solution. It is LLC on the Google listing. We would keep that listing, but we would want to make sure it's accurate. The 844-402-8937 number, is that an actual number that you have or a number that forwards to you, like a tracking number from one of the guys, maybe Ali Ali or something like that?
It's a vanity number that supposedly is it spells out remod.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
At the end.
Uh-huh. So, I guess the LLC can be removed from the Google listing if you don't want it to be part of the branding of the business. My only concern is that there's consistent information across the board. The LLC, having it on there or not, is a personal preference. Did you want it to stay on there, the LLC, or just have it removed?
I don't care about the LLC.
You don't care about it? My personal preference, if anyone does ask my opinion, is to leave off the Inc., Co.'s, and LLC's. So we'll just make sure it's Integrity Housing Solutions. That's the existing listing. We'll have the LLC, but we'll remove that. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, the 832-386-2420, this would be then a good number for us to reach you regarding your account, right?
Yes.
And for business purposes, the number that you want your customers to call, the 844-78-REMOD, keep that number?
Whatever you think is best. Yeah, I mean, yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Sure. And then the 21-175 Tomball Parkway, number 505 Houston, that's still consistent for your business?
No longer.
Okay, let me fix that too. Are you currently even seeing customers come to you, or are you specifically and completely service-based where you do business over the phone and then go out to the customer?
That's exactly what we do.
That's what I figured. Most service-based businesses are that way, and Google understands that. If you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they actually wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door if there wasn't anybody to see them there. Of course, you're out in the field most of the time. So what is the business address, and again, you don't have to see customers there, and we don't have to show it anywhere, but where are you currently receiving business mail?
Well, can I get your opinion again about the ambiance vita and the integrity remodel? That, what was that conclusion again?
So I would want to keep the existing Google listing, but as far as the ambiance vita, you know, we could have that be your website and the new website focus more on the higher end clientele, but it would still be attached to that existing listing, which is totally fine. You know, I mean, and then later on down the road, once you've got that fifth review and we're doing Google Guarantee ads and things like that, then I just don't want to start messing around with the existing listing too much, change the name and things like that, because then we have to then jump through hoops on our end too to make sure that it stays active. But we can easily take off the LLC. That's not going to affect anything. But changing the name and things like that might slow things down. And we wouldn't want you to lose the 4 or 5-star reviews that you already have.
Okay.
Now, as far as the address that we would have on here, it could even be a home address. It just has to be, again, the 2175, that's the address that's on Google. So that's where the PIN card was sent then, right?
Believe so.
Okay, so we actually don't need a different address because we're not sending out a new PIN card. What we can do then, if you don't want that address on there, is we would take the LLC away and we would hide the address too, because most service-based businesses don't even have a physical address. It would just be listed Houston, Texas, and not even a zip code, certainly not that physical street address. And then, I was looking, I guess, on the website, the best email address. Now, this is really more for us to contact you regarding your account. Is it the bjsaldana.ihs@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I did see you gave yourself a 5-star review, which is smart. I mean, it's a quick and easy way to get a review. Most smart business owners do that. The reviews can actually be from a friend or family member. Could be a character reference, something like that. Doesn't even have to be someone who actually used your services. But, you know, if you can get someone who can do a quick 5-star review for you, and we can talk next week about the Google Guarantee ads. And then I actually did want to know, Mr. Saldana, because when we contact you, most of the time it will simply be a quick phone call or a quick text message. Mostly the emails are for longer pieces of information and something that we do want you to have for your records. But if you prefer email, I'll put that down. My question directly then is, do you prefer phone, text, email, any of those or all of those?
Probably phone. Give me 1 sec. Give me
sure.
1 second.
No problem.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, perfect. So we'll put phone preferred. Most service-based businesses prefer a phone. I'll put phone preferred. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's where we have our technician give you that follow-up call, verify information off of your website and information that I've got. It's also to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that everything's Google compliant. We'll do that in a follow-up call, and you don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I have to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. BG, it gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is that fixed flat rate, $2.99, not a penny more, no taxes, fees, surcharges, or lead fees. I did say I would take $200 off of your setup fee, so that $99 setup fee, of course, will only attach to that first month. The website as well as the landing page in the meantime are going to be included. All of that's going to be read into the voice verification. The voice verification, like I said, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time. If you've got a question or if you want me to clarify my question, it is pretty much straightforward, though. and then I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there and schedule your client interview. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. And then give me just a second here, Mr. Saldana, to get that set up.
And I hate to keep asking this over and over again, but does it sound like we're going to eventually transition Ambiance Vida, or we're going to go ahead and start with the website called Ambiance Vida?
We can start with the website called Ambiance Vida. And we can, I don't think there's an AmbianceVida.com that's already out there. So I can look for that.
I do have some dummy website for Ambiance Vida.
Okay, so you have a domain already then.
.com or .net, let me see what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you go to ambiancevida.com, you'll see a very stupid basic website that I just had a friend do just as a holding. And,
yeah, sure. Okay.
And the web, and the address that we could use for that is around the Woodlands, because I'm trying to get the Woodlands business.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So sure. I have an address. Hold on a second.
So what we can do, and this AmbianceVida.com, I mean, it's up and it's active. Who's hosting it right now?
I've got I've got it hosted.
Okay, yeah. I mean, obviously it's hosted. So what I would say then at this point is we wouldn't even have to do a landing page for you because you've already got, you know, it's not the best, it's not the worst, but it is a website.
I'm not going to keep that website. I don't like it. I don't want.
No, I know, but instead of doing the landing page, like I said, if you lose the Ollie site, eventually we were going to build a landing page on our end just to have something to promote until your website's completed. But we can promote this.
We won't lose that because I'm going to ask them to host. Okay, you're going
host
to
host it for a month.
Completely okay. Different new completely different
website.
New website.
Yeah,
but the address that I want you to associate the address that I want you to associate.
Yes.
If you're ready for it.
I am, sir.
Okay. It's going to be 6700.
Okay.
Woodlands Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
Suite 230-130-101.
Okay. And that's in the Woodlands 77382?
Correct.
Okay. And then the website domain then, we would use the same domain but build a new website on ambiancevida.com.
That's right.
All right. Perfect. So I think we're all squared away here, and I do have that voice verification set up. Like I said, if you've got a question, don't hesitate to stop me at any time. But it does read as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Saldana, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, just for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of the business as you would want it to be branded online? Like I said, at this point, we've got it Integrity Housing Solutions, so we can keep what you already have, that existing listing. Existing listing, I guess it sounded weird in my brain. I didn't want to say it, but it is the existing listing that we would keep. And then we can transition towards Ambiance Vida and changing that once you get that fifth five-star review. Would that be okay for you? That's how I've got it in our system right now.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So ambiancevida.com would be the website. The business name officially, at least the umbrella, and the parent company, Integrity Housing Solutions. And then Mr. Saldana, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Bernabe Saldana, Jr., owner.
Okay. And as the owner, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Correct.
Perfect. It says in hiring local, the other thing, and for the billing information that you will be using for our services, of course, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says in hiring local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Of course, the reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. We are aware that you're currently with OlliOllie. All that we're saying is if you decide to hire someone else, of course, we're hoping you don't, but we're not saying you can't. You definitely won't need to, but we just want to make sure that any information that's out there for your business is accurate. Like I said, we already know that we have to do what's called a NAPW audit, standing for name, address, phone number, and website. Now, of course, making sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So we do know we have to do that in the beginning. We do that audit periodically as well, but if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. BJ, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. I mean, as you can imagine, our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. We specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company as well as from your potential customers. BJ, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, reducing both the subscription cost as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service and with the website also included, BJ, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 12th of January, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 12th of the month at the further reduced rate of $299.00. Once again, BJ, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. No taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, and etc. In this case, my company will incur the hard cost of running the paid Facebook ads on your behalf that is also included in the $299, and we will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website will also be included at no additional cost. As we do offer our services on a month-to-month basis, of course, that means you can discontinue the agreement at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. BJ, you can also pause the service. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, in fact, the service can be paused seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Saldana, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. BJ, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then for that first payment, BJ, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be on a Visa.
On a Visa card. And on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
And it's not BJ on that card, or is it?
No, Bernabe.
Is that B-E-R-N-A-B?
B-E.
B-E? V like Victor, right? Mm-hmm. Bernabe. No middle initial on that particular card, though?
No.
All right, perfect. You said that was a Visa card. That should start with a 4. They all do.
Yep.
I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4342.
Mm-hmm.
5801.
Okay.
8654.
Okay.
1280.
Thank you, sir. And then the expiration month and year?
0226.
02 of 2026. And the last 3 digits on the back of that card?
4. Let me see. 446.
446. I've got 446446 on the back of the card, February or 02 of 2026 for the expiration. The card itself, BJ, was at 43-42-58-01-86-54-12-80.
Yes.
Okay. And then our system did pull that other address forward onto this page. Is the billing address of that card the 6700 Woodlands Parkway?
No.
No.
No. Okay.
What is the actual billing address for that card?
It is 7325 Standard Road, Magnolia, Texas, 77354.
77354. Okay. So in about a minute here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
What information?
It's for client support. If you have any questions or if we try to reach out to you, this would be a good number to call us back.
Okay. What is it?
That's 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's also a vanity number. It spells out 877-63-LOCAL. 877-635-6225 is option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support. You can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you will receive all of that information by email through our automated system in just about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And then you'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did just want to walk you through a couple of things there. Again, our automated system should be sending those emails out to you in just a minute or so. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the I just got a message back from my finance department saying that we were not able to process that payment on that particular card. It's not pointing towards anything in particular, so it's not saying that there's anything wrong with the number itself. And it is for $398. That's the total amount. Is that available on that particular card?
Yeah. Let me transfer some funds right now. Hold on.
Okay. Not a problem. And if you don't mind me talking, if I'm not distracting you.
Give me a second.
Sure, no problem there.
Okay, they can do it now.
Okay, so let me go ahead and see if we can reprocess that. And then the only other order of business on my end is, of course, to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Again, the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. We schedule by the hour, though, so sometime in the first half hour, we'll call you.
I have got to go.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting this. And it's
blowing not a problem.
Down.
I'm sorry. I mean, we just
it's
kind
okay.
of been chatting. I didn't
I
know
need,
you were in a time
I need
crunch.
To do this.
some time, but not.
So when later today would be a good time for me to schedule that follow-up call with our technician?
Well,
I've got as late as 5 o'clock, if that works better for you. I could do also 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Is there any way we could, so the 5 o'clock's the latest time?
5 o'clock's the latest time, yeah.
And I hope I'm free. And if I'm not, it'll be the next day. But let's plan on 5.
So we'll plan on 5. It'll be scheduled from 5 until 6. The call, like I said, will get to you a few minutes after 5, and then we'll call you a couple of times if we're not able to reach after that. And if not, they'll try to schedule it again, probably late in the day, 5 o'clock usually best for you?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll put that in the notes. If we're not able to reach it today, we'll schedule it for 5. We'll notify you that it's scheduled for 5. Other than that, I know you've got to run. You are going to get, like I said, the confirmation email. There's going to be a link on it to the written terms and conditions. It's going to ask you to go through there and at the bottom type in your first and last name as it appears. So it's how we have it, your full name spelled out.
I've got to go. I'm sorry. I've got to go.
Not a problem. Okay. Looking forward to speaking with you again. You take care. You have a wonderful rest of the day, Mr. Saldana. Thank you again for your time.
You too.
Take care.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.